common ground. Sheep and goats are similar. Both have hooves. Both are herbivores. They have similar lifespans in the wild for 7 to 13 years. Both are considered to be the first domesticated animal from about 10,000 years ago in Iran. Both thrive best in herds. And though they're from different species, there have been instances of sheep-goat hybrids that have survived. Geneticists have also produced sheep-goat chimera, animals having cells from both sheep and goats, and they've all been called geep. Is it jeep? No, it's geep, yeah. Both are considered clean animals by Jewish custom. And they both make similar sounds. It's called bleating. There you go. Now, sheep and goats are different. They have different tails. Goat tails are short and upturned. Sheep tails are longer and they hang down. Beards. Male goats have them. Sheep don't. Curiosity. Goats are inquisitive and somewhat playful. Sheep aren't. And as symbols in today's reading, sheep and goats appear to be very different. Goats represent those who claim to follow God yet ignore the needs of their neighbor. Sheep represent those who claim to follow God and live that claim unaware. And sure, there are other ideas and interpretations to exactly who these sheep and goats are and what they really represent. But this week I'm wondering something different. How are these sheep and goats alike? And what can it do to help us learn about common ground? One answer, they're judged on how they treat the marginalized in society. Common ground. Hungry, sick, poor, in prison. I was hungry, and you blamed the government. I was thirsty, and you told me to wait. I was a stranger, and you said, go back to where you belong. I was naked, and you set up a commission to study the problem. I was sick, and you said I shouldn't be, or that I just have to live with it. I was in prison, and you said it was my fault. I was hungry, and you fed your wallets. I was thirsty, and you metered my water. I was a stranger, and you sent me back to danger without caring at all. I was naked, and you arrested me because it made you feel uncomfortable. I was sick, and you took away my health insurance. I was in prison, and you forgot about me. How else are these sheep and goats alike? How about this? They have a choice. We have a choice. Common ground. We can choose to be like the sheep or like the goats. It's not the only time in the Bible where we see choices presented to us. Way back in the book of Joshua, Joshua, who was near death, said this. This is from Joshua 24, 14 to 16. Now therefore, revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now, if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Their choice, either follow God or don't. We are a people who feed the hungry, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, care for the sick, and visit those who are in prison. We reach out to others. It's not because we're trying to earn something. We do it because it's part of our DNA as followers of Christ. And right now, you might be thinking, but what about folks who aren't Christian? What about folks who are Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu, any other religion? All right. First, this passage wasn't written to folks from other faiths. It's not about the four spiritual laws, and nowhere is there anything written about saying a particular prayer or having Jesus as a personal savior. Second, this parable is about how we care for the marginalized, the outcast. And finally, all of humanity, whatever religion or no religion, can recognize the need, the necessity of caring for the least of these. Common ground. So here's a few ideas. Recognizing that need, that necessity. Maybe they're a little over the top, but they're definitely possible. Even in pandemic times, these things are possible. I was hungry, and you arranged for a year's worth of meal deliveries for me. I was a stranger, and you introduced me to all of your friends on social media. I was naked, and you helped me to get set up with an Amazon wardrobe. I was sick, and you made me chicken soup. I was in prison, and you told me that God loves me no matter what. Maybe you can think of some others. This would be a great time to put some other ideas into the comment section. We can use that comment section for something. It's like shouting out amen. Can I get an amen? Maybe put an amen in the comment section right now too. I think. At least I hope that we all desire to serve one another. We all probably fail at doing the right thing without realizing it. So how do we get to a place where we're serving one another without realizing it? Well, we have to practice, right? We have to do it while realizing it, not realizing it and then patting ourselves on the back, but planning and realizing it and repeating it so that it becomes anything or something that's natural. In this pandemic age, we've experienced a quick and likely lasting shift in so many things. So we have to practice more. If we repeat, do the right thing enough, eventually we'll do it without thinking about it. And at that point, we'll become unaware that we're even doing it. Simple, right? What's not so simple is what doing the right thing means. What's not so simple is really finding common ground. What's not so simple is how exactly to care for the least of these. We all have opinions about what it means to help someone in need. We all have opinions about what it means to use our time and our money wisely. We all have opinions about how Jesus would have responded in situations. I don't pretend to have the only or even most correct opinion on matters like that, but I still offer this. Whatever your belief system, make a commitment to serve others in a tangible, significant way for the next month. And then make a commitment to do it again the next month. Do it for 6 months straight. Whatever your belief system, make a commitment to serve others in a tangible, significant way for the next month. And then make a commitment to do it again next month. Do it for 6 months straight. One more time. Whatever your belief system, make a commitment to serve others in a tangible, significant way for the next month. And then make a commitment to do it again next month. Do it for 6 months straight. Live, love, let it rain. Amen.